about unity, about healing, and about God's wisdom to lead President Trump and also Vice President Pence.
And how about to America as a whole?
Oh, healing, us coming together, understanding that we're all here in this land together. I liken it to being on a ship. There are different categories if you're on a ship. You may be on the 9th floor, someone might be on the 5th floor, or whatever. It's different categories, staterooms. But if that ship goes down, everybody goes down with it. It makes no difference what category you may be traveling on. And America's a big ship, and we're going somewhere. I don't believe that the fear that so many people are having is warranted. I believe that people need to let President Trump govern and then, you know, make up your decision. Don't just jump into a assumption that it's going to be this way or that way.
So you are a registered Democrat, correct?
Correct, I am.
And so let me ask you this. Are you thinking about turning Republican?
Well, you know, I'm still a Democrat. I've been a registered Democrat in my whole life. The Republicans and the Democrats, they have work to do if they're going to win the African-American vote. African-American vote is very precious, as you know. Whenever it's election time, we have politicians come into our churches and want to speak to our people, and they're courting our community. So we want to see things done. We want better education. We want safety, and we want to make sure jobs are in our community. So it's going to take that.
And what if President Trump asked you to be his personal spiritual advisor? Would you say yes?
Oh, yes, I would. Why not? I mean, I would love to do that or be a part of that, because this is my calling. My calling is just that, and we're told by Scripture to pray for our presidents and those in authority. So it would be an honor.
And I do know that you'll be speaking again the day after the inauguration. A national prayer service is going to be held at the Washington National Cathedral. And, of course, the Women's March on Washington is also taking place that day. Do you think that there'll be some unity going on Saturday as well?
Well, I hope so. And all we could do is pray and ask our Heavenly Father to bring healing in every area that we see going on. The protesters, those who are going to be attending here. We don't want this to be a weekend of violence or mayhem. We want to just come together as a country, and I know it's divided half and half, but we still got to live together in this country, and so that's my hope and my prayer.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome.